This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Between state cuts to education on the one hand and students demanding more classes, better services, and affordable tuition and fees on the other, public colleges are having to get creative budget-wise. The Ohio State University, which is in talks to lease out its parking lots to a private company to the tune of $483 million over 5 years, is a case in point. Gordon G. is the president of Ohio State, and we tracked him down yesterday somewhere near Cincinnati, I think, and I asked him whether he longs for the budgetary good old days.
Not really. You know, I've been a university president for half my life, about 32 years, and this is just part of a larger effort, which is to make certain that we keep cost and quality in control, and that we make certain that we understand that our future is not the grand bargain that used to be, where you could raise tuition and you could expect the state to support you at a certain level. Those grand bargains no longer exist, so we now have to be in charge of our own future, and that's going to require us to do what we're doing.
Obviously, you've had conversations with the Board of Trustees, and I imagine members of the legislature and the governors, since Ohio State is a public institution. Do they have concerns about this monetization, I guess, of university assets?
First of all, there is always a concern among a certain group of people. I mean, you know, this is a totally different direction, given the fact that we've got a $16 trillion budget deficit at the federal level and that we have considerable challenges in the state, that what we're trying to do is we're trying to make certain that every Ohioan has an opportunity to come to a world-class university without any concern about rising tuition astronomically.
I hate to use the phrase windfall, because obviously this is a considered decision, but it's a whole boat full of money that you guys are getting, $500 million.
It's going to be used to support our students through scholarships and to grow our faculty. We're probably one of the few institutions in the country that's actually talking about growing its faculty.
Can't have any conversation about the rising cost of education and what states are doing to try to meet it without noting that you are, if not the highest paid, then one of the highest paid university presidents in the country.
I am.
And you know, I'll say for the record, you donate a good portion of that to charity and back to the institution. But any second thoughts in that regard from you?
Well, you know, I've never been in the position of defending my salary. I look at the output, and hopefully the people of Ohio are getting a good effort out of me. And the quality of my institution is something that I take great pride in.
Gordon G. is in his second term as the president of The Ohio State University. Thanks very much for your time, sir.
Bye now.